This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
All right, we're going to begin with Frozen, because why wouldn't we? You know? I actually have a couple kind of Disney-esque kid movie related adjacent stories. Frozen 2's soundtrack has been, the listing has been revealed. I don't have the actual entire soundtrack, and there's just one new song that's been revealed. It's in the trailer for Frozen 2. Is your older daughter, I know she was a huge fan of
yeah,
the first one.
Yeah, it's going to be the biggest thing of the year.
Is she totally tuned into the fact that it's around?
I don't think that we're not sort of putting that in front of her, because like any kid, if you tell them Nona's coming in 7 days, then she's like, is today the day? Yeah. Is it now?
Right.
When will she be here?
Can't you count, kid?
You start to go like crazy right. from it, and everyone.
So hard to wait for stuff when you're a kid.
Everyone yeah. gets hurt by that.
Mm.
So it's mom and dad's fault in
for
the
saying
end.
Anything.
Right. For putting that out there. So we're not waving that in front of her regularly, but she's going to freak when it's time.
She's still a huge fan of,
yeah.
like she still puts on the dresses and
all the stuff
on the dolls and stuff.
All of it. Yes.
Mm.
Not outgrown that at all.
Mm.
And
well,
she's very girly too. So she loves to put on
Will she
all
be six
dresses.
This month or
six?
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's not quite six yet. God, what an age.
She's right
age.
There. Perfect yeah. age for the next movie.
And how's kindergarten?
It's going well.
Yeah? So far, so good? She's ruling that place or what?
I wouldn't say ruling it. And I think that there's a shock from the school she used to go to.
Because mm-hmm.
now that's not play yeah. most of the time. It's
right.
There's actual schoolwork being done.
Mm.
And I didn't remember kindergarten having that much schoolwork.
Yeah, I was surprised when homework came home from
yeah,
kindergarten.
Yeah, does she have homework?
There's homework, and they're doing actual stuff. I remember the biggest thing in kindergarten being, what was her name? I think it was Mrs. Travis, but I could be. Anyway, she had a tree, and every kid had a shoe, a picture of a shoe uh-huh. with their name on it. And you got your shoe name up on the tree when you could tie your own shoes.
Oh, my God. Mm. That's exactly what I remember.
And that was the big
yeah.
accomplishment.
Yep.
And not eating paste. Like, actually doing a project and not having the teachers, you know, be like, get that, put it. And you'd see that happening all around the desks, you know, just.
That's
kids
funny.
Trying to put that in their mouth.
The paste was such a thing. Like, remember she'd have like the jar of paste, and she'd
yeah,
take like a
stick,
a popsicle stick,
yeah.
and put it on the little square.
Yeah.
That was so fun.
They're
I used
now
to like to, I would put glue on my hand.
Yes, and
then
peel it off. That worked with the Elmer's glue. The paste wouldn't
yeah, yeah,
work
yeah.
as well.
Right,
yeah.
Right. What were you gonna say, Vin?
There's some kind of beginner. I don't know the exact name. I am gonna go. I don't know. What do you call that? Volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to go volunteer there, mm-hmm. but so I don't know the exact name, but there's a little computer program, and they each get to go sit at this computer and work on it.
Oh, wow.
Already in kindergarten.
Right. Well, that's the world today.
I know. So that's.
We've got to get those kids on the stick.
They're doing a lot more stuff now than
yeah,
I
than
did.
We were. Right.
So she likes it, but she's working. So
right.
she's definitely more worn out from it than her mm. old school.
Or she just got to play. And...
Play. And
do they still do nap time?
Very little.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Very, very little. Rest.
So she's even cranky maybe when she gets home.
Whatever.
Yeah, I remember. I don't remember if I ever fell asleep, but I remember every day we had to lay down for a while.
And I remember.
I think the nun just needed a break.
Kindergarten was sort of like.
Beating us.
Snacks were provided.
Oh.
And they were graham crackers and milk for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got them.
Every day.
Every day.
Mm.
A little carton of milk. And some graham crackers.
Well, these days, all the kids are lactose intolerant and can't have gluten, so forget that. If you want to send your kid with snacks, you got to send them yourself. Thank you. Plus, everyone's allergic to everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Frozen 2, which is out. The track listing is kind of cool. So, obviously, there's people who do voices in the movie who are on this track list. But there's also a couple things on here. Panic at the Disco does a version of Into the Unknown, which is that the song we're about to hear, too? This is.
Yes, okay, it is.
So the one we're going to hear is performed by Idina Menzel because she plays. Is she Elsa? She can't be Elsa.
I don't know which one she is, but Elsa looks pissed off in the photo that comes with.
Oh.
So I don't know if this is like the fight of her life or
yeah,
what.
She does
Elsa
look pissed off.
Idina,
She looks a little angry.
Serious.
That's the picture, yeah.
I'm going to get you, star things. Like, I've only seen the one trailer, and it just looks like she's being attacked by stars. I'm not sure where that happens, but.
You know, it's so cliche, but as we've been growing this kid along the Frozen.
Watering her,
toys have come into the home from family members where you actually are cursing them with your eyes going, Grandpa, party. Another a toy that sings Let It Go. Aunt Michelle, another toy that sings Let It Go. Come on.
Maleficent 2 is coming out. Did you see the first Maleficent with Angelina Jolie playing? It's the Sleeping Beauty story.
Yeah, I may have. I'm not sure.
But it's from, it's the Sleeping Beauty story, but it's sort of from Maleficent's viewpoint.
It's been done for a while because I follow Disney on Instagram, and I swear they were filming that 3 years ago.
Mm.
So.
Well, they're out promoting Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, and Michelle Pfeiffer actually plays Queen Ingrid and stars alongside Angelina Jolie and Elle Fanning, who is Princess Aurora. She said, we laughed all the time. She says at one point she joked to Angelina, you're in horns. And Jolie said, Michelle Pfeiffer's yelling at me and I'm a giant fairy. It'd be kind of funny. You know, they're all in these dumb costumes.
Yeah.
I remember that movie just being so beautiful, though. I loved that movie.
When does it come out?
You know,
October 18th.
Oh, okay, so it's right
so
around
soon.
The corner.
Yeah.
I guess that Michelle Pfeiffer, by the way, her kids are all grown up. She's like, I'm looking to work again. She said for the last, you know, 18 years, 20 years, whatever it's been, she's been really careful about picking projects that didn't interfere with her kids' schedules.
Her.
She said she sort of backed out of it. And that now she's like, I'm an empty nester. She says, I got so picky I was unhirable. And then, I don't know, time just went on. And now, you know, and I can do it. I'm more open now, my frame of mind, because I really want to work now because I can. Her advice for her younger self, I wish I had not been so frightened for the earlier part of my career, just in terms of learning how to adjust to being famous and losing my privacy. That part of it was hard for me. I wish I'd been just a little bit more relaxed about it.
Who said that?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, that's the lady I saw at the Barney's.
Yeah,
in
which is so funny.
San Francisco.
Yeah, yeah. Which you would have walked right past, and your girlfriend went, I think that's my
I didn't even, it's just some lady in sweatpants at the department store.
Right. Okay. If you say,
next thing you know, I'm trying to get a look at her. Like, wait a minute.
That's got to be weird for people, you know, when they're famous. They just like, oh, great. That guy's scoping me. He doesn't know if it's me or not.
It's me.
But in my defense, I did want to verify, and then I walked away. It's not like I walked up and went, you know, like,
hey. I'm going to bother you for a while.
Can I sit on your lap?
She also revealed in an interview that she broke her arm getting out of a bathtub.
Oh.
She had even said to herself beforehand, ooh, that floor looks really slippery. I better not slip and fall on that.
Yeah.
And sure enough,
and then
she did.
I did, yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. She said, self, slippery floor, be careful. She broke her arm. Although really any excuse to play that. I'm going to do a Stacey Dash story. Stacey Dash. Anybody?
Yes, Clueless.
Well, I know her best from Clueless, but I see her on Fox News from time to time. She's a political pundit. She's beautiful.
Wait, what did you just say?
She's on Fox.
She's
on Fox.
A political pundit.
Yeah, she comes on and talks and gives her viewpoints on stuff. And
the hot chick from Clueless.
Yes. She's a regular.
I have never once seen her.
See if you can find her.
But I don't
watch
Fox News.
She gets angry, too. She'll get angry. Well, that is why.
I stay away from that. I used to enjoy MSNBC, but I've had to stay away from both sides because they're clearly selling one side story.
Right. And they call themselves news, and they're just opinion.
Right.
It's like a full-on editorial channel.
So I'm off that. That's why I don't know.
I'm with you. It's funny. I definitely, and they aggravate me too. Like I get so mad lately, and I'm trying to find ways to be informed and yet not be a mad woman about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like so many people I know. So Stacey Dash, who, if you can find a picture of her just for him on Fox News or something.
Oh yeah, I'm looking.
She's a beautiful girl. She just got married a year ago or so.
That's her fourth husband.
It is. It's not her first
go-around.
Four
husbands?
Yeah, uh-huh. She's had four husbands.
Sheesh.
I don't know what she's got for... Oh, there she is on Fox News.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. So, and there she is commenting.
And she's into politics.
Big time.
All right.
So, her husband... I don't know how many kids she has or where her kids were at the time. I just don't know what her deal is, but her new husband
has
three kids.
She has a couple, two kids.
She's got a husband by the name of Jeffrey Marty.
How's he doing?
Well, I don't know. Things are falling apart for them.
Mm.
He's got a 15-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. They're his kids, and she's
from
married
from a previous
him, right?
relationship. Okay.
She says that her husband and his three kids conspired to have her arrested to cover up his brutality. She called 911 on Sunday, saying that her husband had put her in a chokehold. When the cops came out, they saw scratches all over this Jeffrey Marty guy. And this, along with statements from his kids, got her cuffed and booked for assault. She says in the 911 call that Jeffrey coached his kids on what to say to the cops. At one point, she accuses him of faking his injuries, claiming he was taking photos. As she's on the 911 call saying, yeah, this guy just put me in a chokehold. When you get here, his kids are going to tell you some crazy story. And by the way, he's right now scratching up his arms and taking photos of him. That's...
She's
apparently.
Saying all that?
Apparently, this is what was said on the
call. So they're already going into this squabble knowing that they're going to get... Not that they don't already know. Right. These domestic things.
Yeah.
I read a lot of crime books and just for fun. And always the police in them are like, domestic. It's like the worst thing you could find yourself in the middle of.
Right.
And dangerous, yeah.
Yeah. Stacey Dash also tells the dispatcher that Marty's an attorney, so he knows exactly what to tell his, quote, awful children to say to the police. She says the kids call her bitch, and she makes it clear getting the kids to gang up on her was an easy proposition.
Yikes.
So she was arrested Sunday in Pasco County, Florida, after this dispute. They got married just a little over a year ago. And there's footage from TMZ has all kinds of footage and stuff of this. Mm. She's visibly upset and can be heard telling her arresting officer she was an actress in Clueless.
Yep.
As well as a... do you have it right there?
Well, there's body cam. I watched most of it.
Oh, all right. And commentator for Fox News. Like, she's giving him her whole resume. Here's her mugshot. She looks gorgeous. But that's what's going on. That's Stacey Dash's world these days.
That's
a tough
good.
One. No, yeah. Not good at all.
And then she gets searched and he goes, are you wearing a bra right now? No, shopped in the car, and looks like she's wearing nothing underneath her big sweater here.
Oh, boy. Well, it sounds like a terrible night.
It's trippy that gets released.
I know. I guess maybe...
Where is it again? Florida?
Yeah, somewhere.
Florida has a public record
law. I guess they release that stuff in order to defend themselves, like they didn't do anything wrong.
He's being pretty gentle with her, as far as his... speech patterns and stuff. And I want to leave you with this. Yesterday we heard from that Greta Thunberg, or however you say her name. She's a teenager who is just like screaming at the UN Committee on Climate Change about how she should be in school and they should be worried about this stuff, not her. Shame on you. How dare you? And it got made into a metal song, which is awesome.
I believe in her cause very much,
sure.
But I don't think adults respond to being yelled at by 16-year-olds.
Well, she is taking on Canada now, and Arnold Schwarzenegger has provided a Tesla Model 3 for her exclusive use. I guess she was actually having trouble figuring out her transpo everywhere, and she's trying to get to all these things. And he had asked her if she needed anything, and she said, yeah, I need help with transportation. And he said, here's a car for you. You can use this car for whatever you need.
You know, she's got the right... I like her cause, and one of the things she said was, "I don't want to fly anywhere because that's part of the problem."
Right.
So I give her credit for that.
Let's see. He arranged for her to get the Tesla so she can, quote, travel fully electric throughout the United States and Canada. Actually, he didn't say that. A spokesman said it. It's fun though. Anyway, there you go. He's clearly got a fan, and she's got a fan.
Ay, ay, ay.
All right. She does seem like she's really mad at us. What's coming up in the news,
Can
then?
You get charged with lewdness for being topless in your own home?
It doesn't seem right.
After
Can't
these.
Wait for the details.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's 8:37. You can watch the show live. Go to radioalice.com/watch. Take you right to the Looking Glass. Vaughn's in there.
Oh, hey.
What?
Vaughn's up to something tonight.
Oh, Vaughn.
What are you up to, Vaughn?
Come on, Vaughn.
We'll bring him over.
A little self-promotion. Never hurts.
Something at the Blue.
Oh, it's Blue Note?
Or Blue Dream.
Blue Dream.
Blue Dream.
That's what it is. All right, what are you doing
Lagoon,
tonight?
But I don't.
I had to think about it. Tonight, I have no actual event tonight, but I'll be at Blue Dream tonight. They have a weekly thing called Taco Tuesday, which is like everywhere. But at Taco Tuesday here, we do auditions for DJs, comics, models, R&B singers, rappers, all that kind of stuff.
Is
for
it like
showcases.
An open mic kind of thing?
Kind of like that open mic.
And there are tacos, though.
So, there are tacos,
so
yes.
You can even just go watch people audition.
Exactly.
And eat tacos.
That's right. Street taco style, really good.
Nice. Oh, God, that's what I want for dinner.
I'm
tacos.
Starving.
Oh, Jesus.
So that's how we get our comics for Blue Room Comedy. The next one of those is next Thursday, 10-10, October 10th. So come on out. We have some great features going to be out there.
But tonight is like an audition thing. And people can follow you at Vonda Wizard, V-O-N-D-A Wizard on Instagram.
That's
and you
correct.
Always post up like, you know, where you're going to be at and all that stuff.
Yep.
All right. Awesome, Vaughn. Thank you. And now it's time for the news.
Sarah, it's not Vonda Wizard. It's Vaughn.
Duh. No, it's Vonda
Wizard.
Vonda Wizard. It's like Vonda Shepherd, but Vonda
no,
Wizard.
No, no. Yeah,
just like that.
No.
I didn't know you had a girl's name. I just didn't know Vaughn. Sorry. Vonda, sorry.
No.
Yes.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 24-Hour Fitness. Get your results your way and download a free 3-day pass.
Ta-da!
24-Hour Fitness. Thank you. Here's what's happening. Forever 21. You ever shop there?
I have.
You hear they're filing for bankruptcy?
Yeah, it's too... Well, you know, there's only so many $3 t-shirts you can sell before you run out of money.
It looks like they'll close up to 178 stores in the United States.
Oh, boy, that's like so many. Damn. So that's you know, I used to like Forever 21 mm-hmm. because you'd walk in there and be like, yeah, I got $9. I could get a whole outfit in
exactly.
here.
Exactly. And then it'd be good for one time.
Yeah,
that's all you really needed it for.
Right, I just needed to, you know,
for
I was
tonight.
Going for this one look.
Yeah.
I need it for tonight. I'm sure it'll make it through. Oh, God, this thing got eaten by my washing machine. Oh, well.
Right.
It was $3. It's like every single thing in there was a loss leader.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are they making any money?
They're talking here about basics, like a $1.90 camisole or $7.90 jeans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. I'm not familiar, but yeah. I do know I've walked past them at the mall enough
sure.
times that uh-huh. I thought, well.
Well, if I ever wanted to dance and I was at the mall, I just head to Forever 21. You know, hear the latest Demi Lovato tune or something, you know.
Totally.
Yeah. Felt like an idiot in there for the last 20 years, but I still went in. I'm Forever 21.
We need a Forever 50.
Yeah, Forever 51 is more like it, right? Oh, look, this has a nice brocade. Well, this is...
Disneyland has announced, or I should yes. say Disney is announcing, that their parks will soon have vegan options for
no.
the people.
For the people who love
I've
vegan
noticed
stuff.
For sure that the food... Look, I grew up down south. My first job was at Disneyland. The food used to be kind of yucky.
Yeah.
I don't remember
well, it,
was it
like
being
fair
very
food,
good.
You know, you can get a hamburger.
Yeah, it wasn't
or,
good. Right. Now that I've been back since I've had kids, the food's really good.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of really good places mm-hmm. to get food, and even California Adventure has some great places.
Well, you can even get drinks.
Right. Well, I didn't do that, but I, you
well,
know.
Right, don't do that.
One of the things I was there for, actually, when I went down to work there recently,
yeah.
was one of their, like, food
Courts
events.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
oh.
they had a food
oh,
event. Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
it was
I
like
do remember
Taste
that.
Of California
yeah.
or something
kind of the farmer's
like
market style.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
it was great.
Yeah.
So, and I can see how, if you're a vegan, because I've tried to be vegetarian, and you go places and go, there's nothing to eat here for mm-hmm. me. I'm screwed.
All right.
So Disneyland plans to start offering vegan dishes at their Orlando Walt Disney World and Anaheim's California Disneyland. Mm. By the spring of 2020, you will have vegan options available to you. So that's good news.
Yeah. If that's what you're going for.
For the vegan people.
Sure. I guess I'll just have a cup of ice. Oh, no, we have vegan chocolate. Oh, you do?
Did you see, who's that kid? He was a musician, but kind of a dweeb.
James Blunt.
No. He's a... I can't...
Ed Sheeran.
Shaved head kid.
Moby.
Oh. Got vegan for life tattooed on his neck. And I thought, that is one way to make sure...
Right, that you will utterly fail.
You can't go into a store... he's going to be the guy who has to put a scarf on.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to go get some pork chops. So
to relapse.
Give me my neck scarf.
Right. I just thought, oh, boy, he really wants to be vegan so bad.
Well, you know, some people really do live that way. They're so angry. Such angry
people. Well, I think that's more for him. I've absolutely, during the times when I was trying to get sober, there's no doubt I thought, God, what if I just put don't sell booze to this guy somewhere on me?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, but of course, they don't care. They're like, I'm not looking at your tattoos.
I'm not your father. I'm not your conscience.
Give me my five or 15.
I sell booze here and you're in my store.
So I don't know. Maybe
you just get sober dude across your forehead. Are you, though?
I am right now. Give me that.
Speaking of drinks, according to research that was done, skim milk is the best way to stay hydrated. Skim milk is 91% water, but also has sugar, sodium, protein, and a tiny bit of fat. So they say that it's great for you.
Oh.
It's a great option to stay hydrated. They looked at 13 different drink options as they were studying this, and they kept, let's see, over the course of 4 hours, they were giving people these drinks to stay hydrated.
So
plain old water basically goes straight through us and doesn't have any nutrients and electrolytes to help our bodies absorb it. So it just winds up being pee-pee.
Oh.
Straight to the bladder.
Yeah.
Skim milk is the way to go. They say Pedialyte came in second. Whole milk. Orange juice.
Huh. Okay.
So skim milk.
Mm.
You drink that?
I'm a whole milk girl.
Whole milk.
Because I want whole milk in my coffee.
Mm.
Mm. We have that in the house for the youngest
one. Give me
a
splash. Yeah, my kids vary on, sometimes they want skim milk, but mostly we're a whole milk family. It's just whole milk. Give me it. You know, it's only 4% fat. Like, everyone thinks whole milk, like skim, you know, get 2%. It's just a little bit less. It's all got calories. That's the reason I wouldn't go skim milk as my hydrator. It still has 100 calories in a cup or whatever the amount is. Let's take water. I'll let it go right through me. I don't care.
Tilly Buchanan and her... You know what? Water's good for you, too, for its own reasons. I mean,
keeps your kidneys working.
My doc told me I was not drinking enough water.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Did he say you were hydrated?
She said that from my blood tests, I want you to drink more water.
Oh.
And I said, yeah, but then you have to pee more, and I drive a lot.
Right.
I don't always want to be in my car going, oh, no.
Right.
Where do I go?
To San Mateo. I think that's a good way to split the difference. I'm just thinking maybe you need to...
pit stop.
Yeah, either pit stop or move. I don't know. I mean, every time you move further away.
If things were... Look, you know I looked around here. The thing that breaks my heart is I found out the guy who I rented from in San Mateo sold it shortly after I moved away. And it's like... Dude, I would have bought that place. I loved it there.
Yeah, that was a nice house.
I love my neighborhood. I love my house. It was all good. Had all kinds of friends. Anyway, Tilly Buchanan and her husband had been installing insulation in their garage and had stripped off their clothes just inside their home to get the itching materials off their skin. You familiar?
Sure, absolutely. Fiberglass is horrible.
She was topless when her stepchildren bounded down the stairs.
Uh-oh.
The children were a little embarrassed at the sight, but she told them they shouldn't treat her differently because she's a woman. They aren't uncomfortable seeing their dad's chest, so you shouldn't be any different around me.
Okay.
This isn't sexual, she said to the kids.
Right.
I should be able to wear exactly the same thing as my husband. And you shouldn't be embarrassed about this.
'Cause I'm certainly not. What's
apparently,
what
state
I jump
officials
up and down?
Don't have the same view. After getting wind of what Buchanan had thought was an innocent encounter, they filed criminal charges against the 27-year-old West Valley City woman. This is in Utah. She's now facing three counts of lewdness involving a child and a class A, which is a class A misdemeanor.
Oh. How old are the kids?
Let me see if I have the kids' ages. I don't.
29 and 27.
I doubt they were that.
Boobs are cool. They make me drool.
She's now facing three counts of lewdness involving a child. And if convicted, could land in jail and stay on the sex offender registry for the next 10 years.
Oh, boy. Mm. You know, the right move when a kid walks in and you're topless is to cover yourself up and go, oh, give me a second. Get out of here. That's it. Just don't give him some speech about how no one should be embarrassed by nudity, whether you believe that in your heart or not. Let this be a lesson to all of us.
I don't know if it's not saying in the story here. I wish I had more time. I would have researched it better. But who reported her? The mom?
I wonder.
The ex-wife?
I wonder if either the kid said something at school or the kid's mom got wind of it and somehow it got back to, what did you say, the DA? I have no idea.
Yeah, well, I mean, if the mom reported it.
Right.
Oh, well.
You know, there's a whole group of people who are trying to get topless women to be like, why can't we be topless? And the reason why is because boobs. Because there's no, I don't even think women can drive by a woman without a top on without looking and crashing. Like, forget men, right? Uh-huh. I mean, it's just, there's just something about boobs. Gotta keep those suckers covered up. It's dangerous. They're dangerous.
For our own good? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Just for the public safety.
That's a public safety.
If people are jogging topless down the marina, I'm going to crash my car.
You are.
Sure. And I don't even want to do those chicks.
You don't?
I mean, not totally. But any dude going down? Suddenly, first of all, suddenly that sidewalk's going to be thick with dudes who are like, oh, I'm just waiting for girls to jog by topless.
Yeah.
Right. It looks like it was the children's biological mother.
That's my guess.
Yep. Who called the cops.
It's super unfortunate as families break up and then realign with different peoples, the kinds of trouble that...
Well, this lady did stand there with her boobs out telling the kids not to be embarrassed. And
then they told their mom.
Of course they did.
And then their mom said, oh, really?
Yeah. That's inappropriate.
I will take care of that.
Mm. Well, thank you for telling me, kids. You did the right thing. It's not okay.
How about a fast fact? Did you see that?
See how fast
see
that
how fast
was?
That was?
Alex. We got Alex in the next 2 weeks. Come on, Alex. Feet to the fire. Here we go.
Plastic surgery has nothing to do with the materials used. Plastic is from the Greek word plastikos, which is to mold or to form.
Oh. I've wondered that.
Why plastic?
Mm-hmm.
Now you know.
Yeah, I thought it's because they were making you into a doll.
Oh. Good guess.
Yeah.
Mozart.
Yeah.
Composed more than 20 pieces of music before he turned?
5.
10.
Oh. Yeah, he was a little prodigy, huh?
Getting to it, though, really young.
Yeah.
Hey, did you listen to that Earpeggio app anymore or no?
Oh, I didn't, but I've been meaning to, though. I want
on your
to.
Traveling, I
yeah,
bet you'll get
I
to
will.
It.
Absolutely, on that plane.
Man, that's a good app.
So can you play it right on your phone, or do you need a keyboard?
It has a keyboard on it.
Oh, it's an app on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an ear training thing, because you were talking about it early yesterday.
Plays 3 notes, and probably as you get better and farther down the road, it'll play a bunch more, but, and then you...
Earpeggio.
You got to match it.
Yeah,
you bounce around and go, all right, got it. No, I didn't get it!
Oh.
Come on!
So your kid's playing that?
I'm working on that. Mm-hmm. First, I'm trying to learn it myself a little bit
I like that other one too. That one that came with the Roland keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a fun game that will actually teach her to read music.
Well, I've been reading that the main thing, ear training, is the thing that's just not taught enough of. So
true. They tell you the notes and tell you how to find them using the middle C. And other than that, I didn't get any ear training until I was much older.
I've never done any.
Well, you're doing it now. That's
right.
Great.
Yeah, well, you know, my rock star years have passed me long, long by.
You can't say that. You never know how, you know, your life could take a turn any minute. You could be out on tour before you know it.
You think so?
No, but, you
all
know,
right.
Don't give up on your dreams, Finn.
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Speaking of dreams, You're doing a show soon.
What are you talking about?
I thought you were...
Oh, yes. Yeah, Slappy's going to play a show.
Oh, my God.
It's not like a real show or anything. It's Danielle's birthday party. She said, oh. You guys do a few songs. Yeah, we'll throw 6-7 songs together.
Can I draw a flyer for it and get those up?
It's a private party. It's
what?
Yeah, it's her birthday party. She's rented out a place and she's inviting guests.
Danielle, you're listening. Let me make a flyer. How many kegs you going to have?
And we're only going to play a couple songs. Like her band's playing. They have another band that's headlining.
Her band's playing too?
I believe so, yeah. Oh, we're opening. Shoot. We're just doing a few songs at the beginning.
How many kegs?
I don't know what the keg count is, Vin.
Well, you need to put that in the flyer, so if you could get that for me.
You know what? You and Danielle, go ahead and work out all those details.
Danielle, let me know how many kegs, because that's got to be on the flyer.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And is there a cover charge? I mean, are we going to...
Is there a cover?
How are we going to pay for those beer kegs?
Well, come on. I track all the way up that hill. I would imagine it's, you know, Richie Rich Town. Mm. Kegs provided by...
Go crazy.
Onboard entertainment. Right?
I'm sure they're setting up the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Our text number, did I say it yet? 800-400-3697. Text us all the time, no matter what you're doing.
Yeah. No. Nope. Say that one thing.
Who is the singer Remember Me just now?
Oh, Miguel.
Miguel doing that version of it.
He's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, he did kick a lady in the head, but he didn't, I don't think he meant to.
Accident. Yeah.
He landed on her, I think.
Well, he's jumping from one part of the stage to the other. He just didn't tuck his feet up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Big long shoes. You know what that means.
I do.
Right. You guys are the best with this Let It Go marathon. My 14-month-old son and 3-year-old niece are losing their minds spinning in circles. LOL. Happy Tuesday. Love you guys. More after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.